Muriel sung of sorrow and loss, of the mystery and majesty of all life, of worlds beyond imagination.
Here, in the rotisserie kitchen, is where all the different kinds of meats are roasted. It's also where Baxter and his friends got caught begging for scraps.
I think of life as eating a lobster. I mean, so much of it doesn't matter. The good parts in the claws and the tail. What are you laughing at? I'm serious.
There once was a king who adored music so much that he searched the world for the best instruments there was. One day, a wizard offered the king a harp. The king took it to the palace, but when he started playing the harp, it was out of tune. The little witch suffered greatly. She didn't want to be wicked. All of her spells were a disaster, and she couldn't find anyone to teach her how to put her goodness into action.
Knowing how much the young men of the kingdom liked her, she rejected all her suitors, waiting for the arrival of some handsome prince. Well, it didn't take long for a handsome prince to come by. And as soon as he saw the young girl, he fell for her, and showered her with compliments and gifts. The wedding was extravagant, and everyone said they made the perfect couple.
Oh, so you need a cranky old lady, huh? You need an old lady who knows what's up. Some little old lady from New Jersey, maybe. Maybe from Staten Island, maybe. Maybe somebody you can't handle. Maybe you can't handle this little old lady. I think you can't. I think I could kick your butt. That's what I think.
A village sat between two mountains. A blue dragon lived on top of one mountain, and a red dragon lived on the other. The dragons did not bother the villagers. They spent their time looking for gold.